The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. Put odds on it. So what are the odds Wednesday? So what are the odds so far so good on the show?
So far, so good. I mean, you tell me. You were the one who said you have to have a fun show today.
I have to have a fun show today because I've been doing unfun stuff all day, and I'm sick of it.
What happened? More sports map stuff?
Yeah.
How's it coming along?
It's
ask
close.
Him when the launch date is.
When's the launch date?
17. It's the 17th person to ask me today.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, well, it's soft launch now, so you can access it and see it, but I'm not ready for the public to see it yet because we need to get a few little tweaks done. But basically, the last 2 days have been fine bugs. Find problems, go through and get them to the tech folks to fix them, and then find another problem. So, and then deal with emails from everybody about it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's too much like a job.
Well, it kind of is.
This is fun. That's right. A job.
Yeah, listen, that's why you make the big bucks. That's why you're management.
Yeah, right.
That's why you show up to work in polos.
Well, I've actually been really casual the last couple of days.
Because that's true.
I've spent all day at home. And I need to, hopefully it'll be up tomorrow and I can talk about it and send everybody to it because I think people are going to like it when they see it. But it's just,
it's not ready.
It's like waiting on a baby.
Right. And, or waiting on something to cook in the oven. Like, you know, if you open the oven before the timer goes off, you're probably going to mess up the cake.
What are my odds if I bet on AJ burping second quarter of hour two? I'll give you 4-1 on that.
Oh, strong.
Yeah.
Lamont says he wouldn't call me a full snowflake. I'm like a wintry mix, possibly a flurry. Would do well living in Utopia, singing We Are the World. I have a horrible singing voice, but thank you.
Are you kidding? Gym of the Day is an international super hit.
That's true, but that was the old me. You heard me singing Cher before the show. How did
That's
you
true.
About it? Was
That's
it good?
True. It was okay.
Did you hear it, John? Did you hear
No. My, what were you singing?
I was singing If I Could Turn Back Time. I feel like it was strong. I feel like I, when I sing, I don't think it sounds great, but I think I sound a lot like Cher, which is my goal.
Well, Cher now.
Right.
Not Cher.
Cher.
Yeah.
Like Cher when she was big, I mean, she was a much better singer than me, but Cher now, I feel like I'm comparable.
Yeah, she's kind of got that Lucille Ball voice
now. Nestor says, what are the odds that if the Astros win the series, Correa and Altuve will sign max deals here? Well, remember, there's no such thing as a max deal in baseball, but what we can consider a max deal these days are like $275,000 or $275 million deals. And I'm going to say about 1% that the Astros sign both of them to a deal like that.
Yeah.
I could see the Astros signing one of them to a deal like that. But both those players are going to deserve the moon.
Yeah.
My guess is, the guy they're most likely to pay the moon is Correa because he's got more time left. And when you look at when Altuve's deal is up, you're going to be past the best of Altuve that you'll ever get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because and they've been so lucky with what they've been paying that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost nonsensical.
But yeah, that's why I would have, and maybe they've done this, I doubt it, but I would have called his agent during the season and said, listen, if you'll tack a couple more years on this thing, we'll pay him what he's worth.
We want to treat you right.
Yeah. But no, they haven't done that. And they don't. And that's the thing. They like having these guys under control. And they have both of them under control through 2020 at least.
Yeah. But I think the odds of them both signing those big deals are very, very slim.
Yeah, I guess it depends. If they win a couple World Series, sell 3 million tickets every year, then maybe you do it. But I tend to agree with you. I think they'll try to lock up Correa first.
And fourth straight season with 200 hits for Jose Altuve.
It's absurd. It's absurd what he's doing.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He's like Ichiro.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he wins the MVP this year.
I think so, too.
So,
I mean, a Hall of Famer, he's got to do this for a while longer.
But he will.
But
I have no doubt.
I've already said, and I believe this unequivocally, Jose Altuve is a better baseball player than Craig Biggio ever was. And you can argue that, and I know around here that's an unpopular opinion because Craig Biggio is like some sort of deity for whatever reason. But this is the best baseball player. It's between him and Jeff Bagwell. As far as hitters go, this is the best hitter that the Astros have ever had.
And I think in 2 years we'll be having Correa in this conversation.
Maybe so.
I really believe that.
But Biggio is not on the level of Jose Altuve.
No.
Biggio was just a really good player for a long time. Jose Altuve is a great player.
Jesse asked, Cher or Madonna, which one gets the one-way ticket to Pound Town?
Madonna. For sure.
Yeah. Even in their prime.
Yeah. Cher just seems like Cher's leathery.
She's got a bigger nose than me, which makes me really uncomfortable.
And that's like that's literally like 1% of the population.
Not even that. Since it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what are the odds that Cher has a deeper voice than AJ?
It's close, I think.
I think it is.
John, do you want to hear me sing Cher? Okay, let's hear Cher. Crank up Cher for a minute, and then I'll do Cher a little. I'm going to do it off mic, not direct, because I don't want to blow people's ears out. And to get to the Cher voice, I have to be a little bit loud. Turn it up a little bit here. Oh, no, go back to the beginning. I don't care about this.
You just want the chorus. That's all.
And yeah, I don't want the first chorus. Get to the second chorus where she's belting.
Not to be...
Yeah, a little bit before this. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way. That's pretty good, right?
It's pretty good.
It's a little bit Cher-like. I think my voice is a little bit deeper than Cher's, but it's close. You want to give it a shot?
No, this is not for me.
You're not a Cher guy?
No.
Me neither, but I do like
that song. This is so much more fun when we've been drinking.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Plus, I've already heard you do it about four times today. I was wandering around.
How's this?
No.
You can do this one?
This is a fret out. This ain't a song for the broken hearted. Hotted, not hearted.
Hotted, yeah. You got to get it right. I don't even remember that. I mean, I do because John brings it up every chance he gets. Mr. Adele in there.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know.
We could do some more Adele.
We never do John karaoke anymore. It's too bad.
Well, problem is during football season, we're almost always out somewhere on a Friday. And so we can't sit in here and drink. The next Friday that we're in studio, I'll bring some Whitmires up here and we'll get him drunk.
Okay. That works for me.
And he can sing Adele. Does that work for you, John?
I don't need to get drunk to sing, though.
Oh, no. You need to be drunk. You're funny. You're drunk. Really across the board. Not just in singing, but in life, you're just much funnier drunk. That's not to say you're not funny sober. Well, yeah, it is to say that. Is that Pat? What's up, Pat?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds that the Rangers organization regrets now not swapping home and home series with the Astros after we just handed them those three butt kickings and their fans had to sit there and watch that?
I mean, I don't think it would have made a difference. So
I bet there would have been more fans if they had had it up there earlier. They didn't know that at the time, that they were going to be completely out of the race. And if there were some people from Houston that were displaced, it probably would have gone to the game. So, yeah, I bet you they would have had more attendance if they'd swapped it. But
yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, who knows?
But, I mean, as far as, like, the Rangers weren't going to make the playoffs either way. You know?
Right.
At the time, I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't think that I really don't think it made much of a difference.
Wasn't much of a crowd at any of those games either.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier about the Heisman favorites. Would you like the updated odds to win the national title?
Okay.
Well, here you go. You'll never guess the favorite.
Alabama.
19-10 are the current odds.
That's an odd number.
It is. They've crept down from 2-1.
They don't want to give you that full 2-1.
No, no. It was 2-1, so they're down a little bit. Clemson, 9-2.
Okay. I mean, Clemson's really good.
They are. I think they're going to get their toughest test this week.
Okay.
From Virginia Tech.
I think it's going to be a good game. I'm taking Virginia Tech to cover.
Ohio State, still very much loved by these guys, 7-1.
Y'all can have that.
USC 15-2.
I would like more value.
I think if they were 12 or 14, I'd be interested.
I'd even take 10, but
Oklahoma 8-1.
Not enough.
Penn State 10.
Not enough. I'm not buying it.
Michigan 12.
I like Michigan a lot. Michigan's not. They've not made me feel good about the love that I gave them preseason.
Their offense is a mess. They don't have a quarterback.
I can't picture them winning now.
All right, I'm going to give you three teams out of the next five that I'd consider betting. Georgia 14-1.
I mean, Georgia's good, but they're never winning a national championship. They're Georgia.
Washington 16-1.
I like Washington. I still don't know where they rank in the hierarchy of Pac-12. The Pac-12 is, yeah. I still don't have a great feel for it yet.
Okie Light, 20-1. I think you can draw a line through them.
Yeah, no thanks.
Wisconsin, 22-1. Here's the team that intrigues me, although I would have liked them better.
By the way, you saved me saying no on Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel about Wisconsin. TCU, 33-1.
Man, I think that's a good value. I don't think TCU is going to win it, but
that's it was that's a better a value at 75, which is what they were last week.
That's a good number.
But 33, and also at 33, and I don't think they have a chance either, but they're not. If they win this week, they're not going to be 33-1 anymore, and that's Virginia Tech.
Yeah, but I mean, the ACC is so tough that even if they do win this week, it's an uphill battle.
Hey, you could get Aggie at 300-1.
You know what? Give me no pieces of that. I'll take that.
I'm with you.
All right, guys. You know what I am about? And today's the day. I've been telling you guys about this for a while. Today is Wednesday. And what that means, all Texas Raising Cane's are hosting a fundraiser today. 100% of net proceeds are going to the Hurricane Harvey efforts. Raising Cane's is working with United Way on this one. From early this morning until close, it's going on. Canes is going to be taking cash donations as well. You know, if you haven't been to Raising Canes, you've been thinking, man, I'd love to try it. I don't know when the right time to go is. Tonight's the night to go because they're doing something great for our community, which is something that they do all the time. They support thousands of local causes every year. They focus on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles and business development mostly. But they saw that they're very they've got a big presence here in a state that got hurt bad by that hurricane, and they want to make a difference. So they decided to make today a fundraising day, and I think it's an amazing thing that they're doing. Go have those chicken fingers, the finest quality chicken fingers you can get. Get that cane sauce and the French fries and the Texas toast. And make tonight a Raising Cane's night because of what they're doing for our community. That's Raising Cane's all over the city, and they'll be until they close tonight, all 100% of net proceeds going to Hurricane Harvey efforts. Raising Cane's, one love.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday. Join the usual suspects and the Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Barry, Fred, and AJ will broadcast our shows live and get you ready for football, courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. And I've got something to give away to the people.
What is it?
Two Oktoberfest Houston tickets. Win two tickets to Oktoberfest Houston. Oktoberfest Houston showcases the best in German and Texas culture. Craft beer and music lovers gather for the most festive day of the year, so grab your Lederhosen and Dirndls to taste a variety of German and local craft beer while you listen to the best polka music in Texas. At the Waterworks at Buffalo Bayou Park, September 30th, general admission starts at just $25. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com and search for Oktoberfest with a K, Houston. Caller 20. Let's go to, well, wait till John gets back in there. Let's go to DJ. What's up, DJ?
Sports, gentlemen.
Sports to you, sir.
My, what are the odds is, is the firing of Thad Matta connected? What are the odds that Thad Matta's firing is connected with this whole bribing scandal that's happening now?
Ooh.
Interesting question.
I mean, we haven't heard anything about Ohio State.
No. Yet.
Yet.
But I think...
It wouldn't shock me,
I think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I do, too. I'll go 40%. No, I'll go 30%.
Okay. There's always a possibility.
There's always a chance.
A sex scandal or something like that
yeah,
we don't know about.
Who knows?
You could have Hugh Freezed it. We don't know.
We just don't know.
All right. So, giving away Oktoberfest tickets. A bunch of people have texted to say they dropped by Canes today.
Good for them.
Based on your recommendation.
A lot of people really liking my my share.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of love for that, which is nice.
Somebody asked, what are the odds you're a bigger diva than Cher?
Only you and John can answer that.
I don't know Cher well enough.
I want you to answer. Be very careful with your words, sir. Don't make me throw a fit.
I would say it's a coin flip.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, John?
I don't know. I don't know Cher very well either. So. Okay.
But you know that I'm not a diva.
No, you would never.
Right. I like how me wanting, just wanting things to go right around here, and like me wanting to feel like things are working the way they should at a major market radio station, that makes me a diva.
No, that's not what makes you a diva. There's a lot of other things.
That make really? You a diva. Oh,
that's
really?
All right. That's all right.
You should change your Twitter. AJ is a diva.
No, I would never. What's your favorite Cher song, Joan?
I don't listen to Cher. The one that you just did. I don't
you like
know.
That?
Yeah.
It was good, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about you, Fred?
I don't really remember too many.
Half-breed?
I don't remember too many Cher songs. I remember the one she did with Bono.
I got
Sonny,
you,
Sonny
babe.
Bono, not
yeah,
Bono.
Not Bono.
Yeah. I just remember her from being in that movie with the ugly kid.
Sir, you mean Mask? That kid was not ugly. He had a disease.
Oh, sorry.
You can't just say that. That's inappropriate.
Is it?
Yes.
Very diva-like of me.
Yeah.
I wonder where I learned that
from. I can't believe you would say that.
713.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
Like a Virgin. Mainly because of the description of it in Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. What about you, Jung?
I would have to say that by default, I guess.
Man, I like a Prayer. It's a little, not as famous, not as big of a hit.
No, but I...
But that's my jam.
I love the way that it was described in Reservoir Dogs, so that's hence my favorite song.
I can't believe you called Eric Stoltz ugly. Poor guy.
Well, even for an actor, when he's not looking like that.
Rocky Dennis. Is Eric Stoltz still alive?
Yeah. Eric Stoltz's best role, drug dealer in Pulp Fiction.
That's true.
It's like a whole Tarantino thing going on.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I mean, that was an incredible makeup job, by the way, for the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean...
They made him look very...
So great that he found Laura Dern, who was a blind chick.
Right.
Like, hey, willing to bang him.
There's somebody for everybody.
If that's not the theme of that movie, there's someone for everybody? Come on.
Except for maybe Shrek.
Well,
there might not be somebody for Shrek.
I don't know.
We've tried. I don't know what else to do.
We've tried with Juggalo Trey, too.
Yeah.
I want to do a dating game. We need to have a single listener. I know there's a lady out there who's single... Who's looking to meet some guys, Maybe go out on a date with one. I bet we could talk to Michelle and get a date paid for. But I want to have Shrek, Juggalo Trey, and our friend Evan, the little person.
Oh, Evan would win that.
I mean, I don't know.
I think Evan would win that.
I think he's got more game than those two. But
yeah.
But maybe someone maybe, likes maybe we need a to throw, taller man.
Maybe we need to throw Kobe in there, too.
No, he's crazy. I can't deal with that guy. I can't deal with him. But have the lady...
No, but he's just strange. He'd be perfect for this.
Like, have her ask... Like, we'll ask them questions, and we'll just... Like, the dating game, and see what they're interested in, and see if we can find them something in common, and she can pick who she wants to go on a date with. It's a great idea, right?
Yeah, it's a good idea. I think we've had this discussion before, but we've never followed through on it.
Because we've never found a single girl...
That's willing to do
it. ...willing to come in and let us find her a date.
Oh, you know what we need?
There's plenty of dudes who listen to our show that need a date.
We need Laura Dern.
Ooh,
we need a blind girl.
I mean, that's actually a really good idea.
I know. See, I can contribute things like this every now and then.
Yeah.
Do you have a blind girl?
I'm sure we can find one.
Oh, we can ask Beth if she has anybody.
Oh, Beth will have somebody.
Yeah. I bet she does have somebody.
Reggie says you're a diva because you complain about your headphones.
Oh, you mean I complain about my equipment being stolen? Yeah. What a diva I am.
Jesse says, listen since AJ's first show. Definitely a diva with all due respect.
I hate all of you. I hate every one of you.
If it makes you feel better, I've worked with significantly bigger divas than you.
Thank you.
On the newspaper staff, you wouldn't make the top 10.
Okay.
It's just you're more vocal and it's on air, so yeah. It comes across as you're a diva.
The only person that got to hear these guys be divas was me, basically. So, as a matter of fact, you're not even the top 30 divas I've worked with all time.
Thank
How's that?
You. Now we're talking.
Not that I'm calling out any of my former coworkers.
Right yeah. Now,
but, yeah. I will go on record as saying Jerome, not a diva.
No.
He was not one. Definitely not one of the ones I'm talking about. But there were a lot of them. 713-780-ESPN. 409 wants to know, will this game produce a sex tape? What do you think of us? You think we're that scuzzy? We're trying to make a love connection here. We're trying to create something beautiful. And if we get a sex tape out of it, cool, all the better.
The question is, would you watch that sex tape?
Depends. Not if it's Trey or Kobe. Really, no.
You wouldn't watch Trey have sex with someone?
No.
I think I might like to see that.
Just him talking would scare the hell out of me.
I would like to see the Shrek sex tape because I just don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, that one I'd pay for.
And Evan, I would definitely watch his sex tape for sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, I like this idea. No, we need a nice girl just looking for a date.
Yeah, we just need a willing participant.
Yeah, and that's it. We'll get one of our restaurants to put up the dinner. We'll get one of our travel folks to pick you up. It'll be fun.
Yeah, if you want, if you're a lady out there and you're interested, just email me, jong.lee@galmedia.com.
JONG. You have to be smart enough to know that.
Turn this up, by the way, Jong. Oh. I can feel your power. This is like...
You know, this has more plays on Spotify than Like a Virgin.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really?
The most played Madonna song. 4 minutes featuring Justin Timberlake is second, and Material Girl is a third.
We're living in a material world.
That's a pretty good one, too.
That's a big one. And Vogue is a big one. Vogue in the top five?
Yes, it's number five.
And Like a Virgin is number four?
No, Like a Virgin is number seven.
Wow. People don't like virgins.
Man, that's like her biggest hit, I think.
Unless unless they've just released Like a Virgin not too long ago, they could have done that.
Mm. Favorite MC Hammer song?
We got to pray just to make it today.
All right.
I like that.
I like that one better than Hammer Time.
What, you can't touch this, you mean?
I mean, yeah.
I used to really like Can't Touch This when I was a kid. What I didn't like was Too Legit to Quit. Even though it was in a movie, the Addams Family movie, that I really did enjoy, I did not like the song very much. I didn't like they used to do the hand signals for the song. I didn't like that. I don't like those hand signals.
Huh.
Too Legit to Quit.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is his best one, my humble opinion.
Thanks.
Of the three MC Hammer songs that I know,
yeah,
it's my favorite. I think I was at the Kentucky Oaks the year his horse won the, he had a horse that won the Kentucky Oaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like named after him or?
No, that he bought. They lost a bleep ton of money buying racehorses, which can be a very expensive habit when you're buying that quality. And I think that he went bankrupt because of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, because he bought the horse?
Not just that horse. They bought like 20 or 30 of them.
Oh,
yeah, and they were like million-dollar horses. That at the highest level, you can get ripped off so easy in horse racing. There's so many scuzzy trainers out there that'll make deals with farms and get a percentage for having you pay, having their rich guys pay too much for their horses. But if you do it at a smaller level, you can actually do okay with it. Which,
did he not quit because he was too legit?
I don't want the show to be over.
Can I go home now?
I don't want the show to be over.
You just killed the show, John. Congratulations.
What's your favorite Spin Doctors song?
I don't even really know that many Spin Doctors songs.
What? What about you, John? You know the Spin Doctors?
No, I don't. I don't.
I remember when I when I met you guys, one of the first things that happened when we worked at the other place was there was like a 311 thing in the corner little studio.
311?
Yeah, the band 311.
And both of you
were like, who's 311? I've never heard of 311. And it blew my mind that you guys had never heard of those guys. It's funny how, like, I don't feel like Jong and I are in a totally different generation, but I feel like I'm stuck in some sort of a weird middle between your generation, yes, and Fred's generation.
Well, that's okay.
I'm primarily, like, hip-hop in R&B, yeah, where Fred is like more rock, so you're kind of in the middle because you like both.
Yeah. What's your favorite Jodeci song?
I have no idea.
You just made that up.
You don't have a favorite Jodeci song?
No.
What about Casey and JoJo? Did you like it?
I loved Casey and JoJo. That was my jam.
Okay.
You know, all my life.
Okay, that's your favorite one then.
What's your favorite Nelson song?
Ooh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. By the way, do you know that Casey and JoJo used to be in a band called Jodeci before they were Casey and JoJo?
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I was probably too young for that.
God, these children.
I just remember, baby, 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 baby.
No, that was like when I was in, I think that was when I was in high school.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, so that was like a big one. When I was coming up for like, you know, trying to get some.
Yeah.
Nelson? I don't know that I could name too many Nelson hits.
The only reason I bring that one up is I was listening to Hair Nation,
yeah,
on the way home the other night, and they played a Nelson song, and I'm like, how are they a hair band? And then I kind of realized, well, that's all they wear was hair.
Like, okay.
There's something about love
only
and affection.
Only Time Will Tell, love and Affection.
That's what they were playing, yeah.
That's one I remember. I remember Only Time Will Tell, Love and Affection, and More Than Ever.
Okay.
But I don't know what I would say was the best of those.
Favorite Mr. Big song?
Oh, that's To Be With You?
Yeah.
That is such a good song.
That was actually what I was singing when I came in today. Because, I mean, that's one every now and then. So I'm going to do that at karaoke next time because that will get you chicks.
Yeah, I like that song.
That song gets you chicks. There's no question.
Was that their only hit?
No, they had... What else did they do that I actually had their album? They did a cover of something.
Do you know that song, Jong, To Be With You?
I do not.
Yeah, I knew you were too young for that.
Yeah.
That song probably came out like in 1990 or something like that.
Yeah.
That was a good jam. Like that was one of the last songs from a band like that before grunge came out.
Yeah.
Just, like,
1989.
Yeah, humiliated bands like Mr. Big. Oh, this is it.
Yeah, I love this. It's true. Fake the twist of both of you. So come on, baby. Come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
Yeah, that's a good jam.
Yeah. All you need is a guitar and three friends, and you'll get laid with that song. I guarantee you. That's what we need to get Trey to do.
To sing this song?
Yeah.
I would like that.
I'd like to hear Trey sing that song. How did we get on this? 713-780.
It's the whole Cher thing.
Yeah.
I
blame Cher for this. So Deacon says, guys, this is the hate in the world. People only want a bitch. It's the best sports show in town. I worry every time you guys have contract negotiations. Well, we're going to be around for a while.
Fred's locked up for the foreseeable future.
It's 2019.
I will. I'm actually going into a meeting next week to discuss my contract situation. So maybe next week we will have some news on that.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident it's going to get done. Just
Fred is management now, so that's possible.
Well,
Roger texted me and said, "Two Princes, hands down." And I'm going to disagree on this, his favorite Spin Doctor song.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree because Little Miss Can't Be Wrong is the best. Hmm. And when I found out that was a song about a bitchy stepmom, that became basically the anthem of my childhood. Because I had a bitchy stepmom.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I had a stepfather that I hated with a passion.
Yeah.
Not the current one.
I had a stepdad I hated too, but then he died of cancer.
Yeah, I think this one did too.
And I was like, well,
bye.
I mean, I didn't get real sad on him.
No, I'm a firm.
But actually, like by the time I hated him less when he died. So it's my mom's husband. So I was sad about that. But when I was a kid, I hated him so much. But then, like later on, he got to be better. But
No, I always hated this one. Even
the way till he died.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
Somebody asked, how about Extreme? That's easy. Get the funk out. That song should be what we play every time somebody tries to troll us.
How about favorite Beastie Boys songs?
Sabotage.
I feel like all three of us should have one of those. Like because
Sabotage.
Whatever.
Fight for Your Right to Party was the first one. But I always love Sabotage. That's my favorite song of theirs.
Sabotage is a good one.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn, I like too.
That's one of my favorites. I like that a lot.
I might go with Fight for Your Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll...
Best video for sure, though.
Oh, no doubt.
That video was awesome.
I do like Intergalactic, too.
Yeah, Intergalactic's good, but that was like... That's past prime Beastie Boys. Like Shadrock. If I had a penny for my thoughts, I'd be a millionaire. I like that. That's a good line. And I like Sure Shot. That was a good one.
I like Paul Revere.
That's good. Yeah. I loved the Beastie Boys when I was a kid. They were the best.
And they're dead now.
Not all of them are dead. Just one of them's dead.
And he was kind of important, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
But. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds that this was not on show prep? Percent 1,000.
That's true. Skills to pay the bills, too. Selling sex rhymes by the pound. I like that.
Oh, man. Getting a lot of Paul Revere on here.
Yeah, Paul Revere's a good one.
Brass Monkey.
I don't like Brass Monkey that much. My kids love Brass Monkey, though. When it comes
to
it, they think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, I think kids love that song.
Yeah. Is that the top played on...
No, Sabotage.
Is it?
Yeah, followed by Intergalactic.
Okay.
This is number 4 or 5. I'm sorry.
Sabotage might be my favorite.
Yeah, that's mine.
Because it was like I don't know. It was like that's more of a rock song though. Like then that's probably why you like it, because it was more rock than hip hop. And old school Beastie Boys was almost just straight hip hop.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like this,
just Fight for Your Right is almost more rock than it is hip hop too.
Yeah.
I thought they just did it. That's one of the reasons I liked them. I thought they worked them both in pretty good. See, I'm not a total rock person. I like if I hear a song I like that's not rock, I'll I'll listen to it a bunch. Like, there's country songs I like. Not many.
Your mom threw away your best porno mag. My stepmom did that once.
My mom probably bought my best porno mag for me. Yeah.
My stepmom threw away the Pamela Anderson Playboy where she was wearing black on the cover and like had all the top boobs spilling out. You remember that? It was like a very famous edition. She threw it away. Yeah. And marijuana. She threw that away.
Yeah, somebody says the three of you should at least have Guns N' Roses in common across the generation. Well, yeah.
I think Jong's, no, Jong's not a Guns N' Roses guy. He's not old enough.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Stone Temple Pilots for sure. Although Jong, again, that's like rock. Jong didn't listen to Stone Temple Pilots probably. Am I wrong, Jong?
No, you're not wrong.
Do you have a favorite Stone Temple Pilots song?
No.
Yeah, see?
I mean, well, our I know a little bit of Guns N' Roses just because, you know, Welcome to the Jungle is so popular.
You're going to die.
That is a, I think that's the hardest question for me because I love a lot of their songs, especially some of those that weren't famous.
Yeah.
Like I mean, 14 Years and Dust and Bones and stuff like that. But I think my favorite all-time Guns N' Roses song is Estranged.
Okay.
It's either that or I Used to Love Her. Just because it was fun. And I've sung that about my ex-wives all the time.
Jung, what's your favorite Limp Bizkit song?
I don't know. Break Stuff?
Break Stuff, yeah.
Not a big fan of Limp Bizkit.
Come on.
I've told that story before, but that was the song I would listen to. Like the last year at the paper, I was so miserable. I hated going to work every day. I would listen to that song to get hyped up for the day. And it's funny. I have not listened to it since.
I will tell you, and I don't know if you could find this anywhere, Jong. My favorite Limp Bizkit song, they did it. I don't know if it ever came on an album, but at the, you remember when MTV used to, they would have like a night set aside where they just honored one band, like, and it was like Metallica.
Yeah.
It was like MTV honors Metallica, and they had a whole bunch of people singing Metallica songs. Limp Bizkit did Sanitarium by Metallica, and it was badass. And I'll look for it on the interwebs and see if I can find it. But that's easily my favorite Limp Bizkit song.
Well, I want you to come back with Get the Funk Out because that's the ode to all the trollers. All right, guys. Hey, you been in an accident? Workplace accident, car, truck accident? There's only one guy to call. All right, call my man Dave. Dave is going to take care of you. Dave is not just my lawyer. He's my friend. He will fight for you. I mean, this guy is an absolute bulldog. Doesn't matter what kind of accident. You were a car accident, slip and fall, overtime claim. You know, look, the insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer that's going to fight for you. And that's what Mecker and Straub is committed to. And if you've been injured, especially in an accident, man, you're not thinking about, oh, well, the insurance company's not paying for this. You're thinking about, I need to get healthy. Well, get a lawyer. Get this lawyer. He's going to deal with it. And I promise you, he's going to fight for you. You're going to get a specialized attorney who will deal with the insurance company so you can get better. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Let them put your mind at rest. You can also check them out at the website at lawyerdave.com. But if you've been in an accident of any kind, man, give this guy a call. Even if it's just to ask a question. Because maybe you don't know if you have a case or not. Well, call him. He'll tell you. In fact, I was having lunch with him the other day, and a friend of mine texted me and was saying, hey, I need a lawyer here. And I sent it to him and said, hey, have her call me. This is exactly what I do. So if you don't know, just give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Better dial Dave.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. See, I like this. This is what I just want to play every time somebody complains about the show.
I realized why that Sanitarium by Limp Bizkit is my favorite song of theirs. It's because Metallica wrote it. And so, like, yeah, someone who actually knew how to write songs wrote it, it ended up being better.
What's your stance on Limp Bizkit in general?
Limp Bizkit was, and like, I, it's one of those guilty, like, I used to really like Limp Bizkit things, like in the late 90s, early 2000s. I liked them. Now, like, you go back and you're like, oh, the music I listened to when I was 19 was pretty crappy, you know?
Well, that's it's funny. I've gained a different appreciation. Like, when I was young, I didn't really like Led Zeppelin. The older I've gotten, the more I've appreciated their music.
Yeah.
And back then, when I was like, all about Kiss. And then I listen to Kiss songs now and I go, boy, these are kind of lame.
And to think that there was a time when you thought Kiss was better than Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and obviously, when you're a kid, that's one thing. But it's weird how your tastes change a little bit. I just never really appreciated Led Zeppelin because I kept getting, it's like that was the only band they ever played on the radio stations here. And I was like, okay, I get it. I've heard the song a million times. But I think about 10 years ago, I started really listening to them a lot more and paying attention to just how brilliant some of the music was. And it's like, okay, I got it now.
I think when I met you, you weren't like a crazy Led Zeppelin fan. I was like, really?
You've been doing this show for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, like you told me Led Zeppelin was overrated.
No, I told you Bruce Springsteen was overrated. I told you I just never was that into Zeppelin. But I started.
Maybe that's what it was.
I started getting into them. Right about then.
I've never been a Bruce Springsteen guy either.
Yeah, and I know that'll make people mad, but that's okay.
That's their problem.
But that's what I've tried to appreciate. Just can't. I don't always agree with what you guys say, but I've always thought you guys are fair and honest. Love the show and gets me home every day.
Is he talking about he doesn't always agree with what we say about like our favorite
No, I think he meant in general. In general. But,
oh, okay.
But I will say this. I don't want you to agree with us. You know, I learn stuff from you guys sometimes when we disagree. We don't want people to think. We just want to make people think, but we don't want people to be sheep.
Yeah. It'll be weird if
we want
everything we said, you guys were like, yeah,
that's the
exactly
truth.
Exactly what I feel, yeah. Because then it would feel like we were being stalked. I don't like that.
Well, yeah, I've had a stalker. Not
a sexual stalker?
Not Brian the stalker, but.
You did have him too.
Yeah, there was that.
Tyler says that Trey won't do it.
Trey won't do what? The dating game?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He tweeted it to us about 5-10 minutes ago.
Why is Juggalo Trey, like, he doesn't respect what I'm trying to do for him, and I don't get it. Like, I feel like he thinks it's malicious on my side, but like.
Now, if you did this to me for me when I was single, I would be happy.
Of course you would.
But you didn't. Now I'm mad at you.
John,
well, I'm not mad now because I'm happily engaged, but
right.
At the time, four years ago, me God, was mad at you.
When I get divorced again, I'll do it.
Of course you guys will.
Yeah.
I'm a matchmaker.
I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen, but I'll die before that.
When I was in Austin, I did a game show that you can't say the name of it anymore because now it's inappropriate, but it was like... Now it would be called Mentally Handicapped Love Connection. And I made a love connection between two mentally handicapped people. And people said it couldn't be done. And they said it was, they thought it was offensive. Like people thought it was offensive, but they didn't see that these two slow adults were finding true love with each other and had never found it before. I'm a giver to the people, and I could give to Trey, but Trey he doesn't want to accept it.
All right. You know what we need to do real quick before I do this, John, is we need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This kind of plays off what we were talking about and what Beth will be talking about in a little bit. What do you consider a long time to go without sex? Like, at what point are you kind of like, yo, woman, this has been too long?
Like, actual sex or just masturbating?
No, actual sex. We're not talking about masturbating. Masturbating is like 10 minutes.
But. Okay. A long time without sex, for me now, I would say like a week is extreme.
Yeah, I think that's a fair number. John?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. How about 18 million years?
That would be too long. That would be too long.
Apparently, there is a worm that has gone 18 million years without sex.
There's an 18-million-year-old worm?
Well, no, it's just none of them have ever had sex. But basically, they found out that it's reproductive biology.
You see how I just made myself sound really stupid, like that was possible? What an idiot I am.
But apparently they essentially have two organs and can create baby worms.
Okay.
So there's no need for sex. Now, technically that's masturbation, I would think. But 18 million, it's a rare species.
Huh.
So next time you go a week and say 2 days, don't feel so bad.
All right.
Because Diplocaptor pachys has gone 18 million years. And that's your Zad Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Kind of sounded like my dating life before Teresa.
The gem of the day. Zadok Jeweler, gem of the day.
I do know this. When that worm finally does have sex, it's going to be on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. Because that's what you would do, right?
How big of a mattress would that be?
Well, they have all sizes at the factory. And matter of fact, our buddy Michael, formerly Michael from Get Me, who's now Michael the Russian, he had to go get new mattresses because he lost a lot of stuff. He went to Texas Mattress Makers, and a bunch of people have been going lately because they had to get new mattresses. And the best thing about them, they didn't jack the prices up on you. They basically are selling them for the same thing they always do, which means you're saving 50% guaranteed off of what you pay at a retail store because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. And they're also involved with this Houston's Children's Charity to raise money to get beds to kids who lost in the storm and can't afford them. And they're great in the community. You're going to get a great mattress. They're just awesome people over there. I've got two mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers, and I love them both. Go visit them. They're at 4619 Navigation. Everybody there, I mean, they employ over 100 people, and they had some losses during Harvey, but they're up and operating. They're keeping jobs here in Houston. They're saving you. You're just saving a whole bunch of money. I told the story before. I was in a retail store looking around, and guess what? They made the mattress at Texas Mattress Makers, so they're paying. You're going to pay way too much for it there. Just go over to TMM, tell them I sent you. They'll take care of you. They love the Blitzers. They're at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East, Texas Mattress Makers, texasmattressmakers.com.
You say you feel so empty that our house just ain't a home. That I'm always somewhere else and you're always there alone. Just a few more.
ESPN 97.5.